to live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law, fight evil, and bash Republicans. We're broadcasting live. Today is Sunday, November 28th. It is 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. The number again is 415-738-0689. Our website is talkwarrior.com. Okay. We have a special guest on the show today. We have Dr. Leakey. Dr. Leakey is not only a special guest, but she is also my sister. So how are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing quite well. I mean, having you as a brother, you know, makes my life go very well, as a matter of fact.
Cool. That's awesome. I just want to add that Dr. Leakey is not a real doctor. It's just an alias that she wants to go by because she doesn't want to, you know, the show is too subversive for her. She doesn't want to be associated with the show, but that's okay. Because Dr. Laura is not a real doctor either, you know, so, she actually has a PhD, Dr. Laura, but she's not a doctor. Sort of misleading. But, okay. You know what, I was talking to Dr. Leakey on, the other day, and, you know, she asked me how, you know, the turkey dinner went with Mom, because, Dr. Leakey lives in Minnesota, and it's like, I wouldn't talk about it. I said, you know, I want to save it for the show, because it's just the horror of it. I don't want to, like, relive, you know. I just want to go through it once. But anyways, I'm finally going to tell her about how things went with the dinner, and it was, well, I'll tell you what went wrong and what goes wrong every year, okay? I found the hair. And I know I'm going to run into that fucking hair. It happens every year. And every year, I'm in, like, denial, you know? Oh, there won't be a hair. You know, I won't be, like, halfway through the stuffing, you know, and find it, like, under the plate, a big, nasty red hair. And, of course, like, in our family, yeah, it comes from our mother, and my mother, like, denies it. You know, she says, it's not my hair, Bob cooked it. But she's the only one with, like red hair in the house, you know. But it was a hair horror. How was your Thanksgiving?
You know, my Thanksgiving was pretty awesome. You know, I didn't actually run into any hair because I went to my boyfriend's parents' house, and their version of Thanksgiving is take in Chinese food.
Well, that's the way to do it.
They did, however, make a turkey because they thought I was coming and would want a real Thanksgiving. It's the first time they've made a turkey, and it was a kosher turkey, and it was actually really yummy. But I just sat around all day. We watched a movie, baked some chocolate pecan pies and some apple pies. Yep, it's a good old day in Middle America.
Now, I sent you that email. My mother sent me some. I asked my mother to like send me. She said, "Oh, I have all these news articles, okay, that I could send you. All right, do you want me to put you on the list?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." Yeah, I said I could use it for the show, and I get this horrible hate mail. I want to go over this on the show. I think it's important. So, did Dr. Leakey, did you get a, did you read this copy? Did you actually get it?
Actually, I have the document in hand.
Okay. Well, I wanted to go over this.
Oh, yeah.
This vile, piece of...
Wow.
Piece of, hate, because, I think it's important. Anyways, you know, something new. Before I go through the hate mail, this is anti-Muslim hate mail. Hate email, to be specific. But I sort of changed the show's format last week. And, now I'm saying the topics we're going to do ahead of time. Okay? So, here's what we're doing. We already did the hair scare, you know.
I don't know if we've thoroughly talked through Thanksgiving. I mean, I want to know what you talked about, who criticized who, was the food good?
I need more. Dr. Leakey.
Yes, sir.
The food was terrible. It was awful, and every year it gets blander and more terrible.
You should just come with, like, a McDonald's food next
time. I knew, but I'm hungry. I mean, I hardly had anything to eat. I had barely gotten into it, and I find his hair. You know, I know that the hair is always there, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just I live in denial, okay? And then, you know, that, oh, there won't be a hair. But there's always this big, long, nasty hair.
Moshi, to survive our childhood, you have to live in a certain amount of denial.
Yeah.
One could really function.
And then mom is always like, who's that hair? she's like half blind, but she can see the hair. Okay? She knows his hair. You know? And, you know, this year she didn't really, she just said, well, it's not my hair. But, you know, she uses like this red dye. You know, our mother is not like a redhead. She's not naturally red hair. She has brown hair. She's a brunette, but, you know, and she's like, it's not mine. Where did it come from, Bob? You know, did some person walk in from the street and break in and help himself, you know, and prepare the turkey dinner, you know, that some hairy guy? Give me a break, man. I don't know, is there anything more you want to add?
Doesn't sound like I missed anything. My food is really good.
Well, it didn't have any fucking hair. Of course it's, you know, at least you have a half, you know, you have a fighting chance of enjoying your meal. But I leave hungry every Thanksgiving. I was so hungry. I'm like famished every Thanksgiving, every time I see mom.
That's kind of a problem.
And, you know, I don't know what she's, I mean, like, the older she gets, the worse. She just doesn't care about, like, food anymore. And it's like, you know, she says, well, next year, I'm not cooking any turkey at all. It's a punishment, you know, for my, like, going wiggy on the hair. Anyways, let's go on to, I want to talk about more important things.
Okay, I'm with you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Moshi.
I want to talk about, the topics for today is we already did the hair scare, hair of horror, okay? We got to do mom's anti-Muslim hate mail. We're going to read, this is a new thing, you don't even know about this because you don't listen to the show, but no one from my family listens to the show. we're going to read from Exodus. We do Bible reading every week.
Nice.
Exodus 32-34.
You are.
I did it last week.
Nice.
No, go on. What were we going to say? See, now I've got to edit that out. So I got to write that in now. Edit it out at 8 minutes in.
Moshi,
go ahead.
You got some serious skills. Because you know what? I've started to go to Torah readings every Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we're working some Exodus into the show.
I tell you what, we have any time we're going to talk about your awakening into Judaism. But anyways, we're going to read from Exodus. We're going to talk about Congress's attempt to water down the job market by providing high-tech visas. And also, I want to talk about Paul Wellstone. We're not going to have time to talk about all this shit, but anyways, we're going to try it again as much as we can. Okay, starting with the hate mail. Let's move on to the hate mail.
Okay, can I say something about this mail?
Next time out.
Okay, here's the deal. I doubt that Mom actually even read this.
Oh, she read it. And she's like, and I said to her...
Did she forward it to me? Because I don't even pay attention. I just delete things.
No, you're not on her list. You're not on her list. No, and I said to Mom after this, I said, I don't want to be on your hate mail list anymore. I don't want any of this trash, this hate. You know? And she said, and I was like, this is what the Nazis used to do, this kind of thing. She says, oh, I didn't know I was in league with the Nazis. You know? I said, you know. And she's like,
well, why do you think she did it?
Well, let me read the damn mail. Everyone is, let this go on in the mail, then we'll, I'm trying to keep it moving because it's like, you know, my listeners, they got like attention spans of, you know, they're like, I don't know, I don't know what they do all day. They drink beer, watch MTV. I mean, they're not, you know, a very sophisticated crowd. You know.
Moshi?
Yeah.
As someone with a non-real PhD, I only like to hang out with sophisticated people.
Well, you know, you came to the wrong place. I'm gonna just read from some of this. By the way, I've launched a lot of listeners like because I've been like calling them assholes and every imaginable.
You gotta love your listeners, Dave.
No, you know something? I don't. Okay? Because they don't support me. But
you gotta build a constituency for them to follow you. You can't just expect people to follow you out of the blue.
No. They don't want to support me. I just want to say, I'm gonna be cool on this show. You know, my sister's here, and I don't want her to think like I'm the psycho-raving lunatic that I really am.
Okay.
But, okay. You know, my fans are assholes. They don't support me. I have everyone against me. I got the fucking left is against me. Okay? I don't know why, but they just choose to ignore me. You know? I can't get on any bulletin boards. I can't start any threads. I got important shit to talk about. There's there's like an imperial occupation of fucking Iraq. Okay? There's like hundreds of thousands of civilians being killed. It's just an estimate because the fucking press has conspired with the government to conceal this information from Americans. There's so much evil going on, okay? But everyone is like, well, let's not support this guy, you know, Moshe, on his little rink-dink radio show, because he's out in left field, you know? And in the meantime, they're talking about, you know, Buy Nothing Day. You know, it's like, oh, let's put our energies into Buy Nothing Day. That will solve some problems. But in the meantime, it's like civilians, it's like babies being, you know, blown to bits. In Iraq, you know, there's so much evil going on in the world, and it's like everyone. Well, let's listen to all the elitist intellectuals, and let's ignore me. I'm fucking tired of it. And you know something, Dr. Leakey?
What's that?
My constituency doesn't come from the North. They're not elite. They're not. I thought that I was going to get all my people from like Berkeley. Well, boy, was I wrong.
Oh, no,
do you know what my top...
Who?
Staters, the people who listen to me most, are Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Virginia.
Cool.
Okay.
I love Georgia.
And number three is New York. Number four is Texas.
Hey, that makes sense. You're speaking to the real people.
I'm speaking to Jesus land, but the thing is, I don't mind. If they want to be my constituency, that's fine by me. okay, but they got to support me. Only one person, only one human being donated a dollar, and I don't even want the money. All I want is a fucking link, okay? Yeah. Just a little exposure. Save your money, folks. It's a lot easier to just put a link on your website to me. But anyway, I'm just so angry. And it's like, anyways, what I was saying, it's like I lost a lot of people. I lost my hardcore people, my VIP listeners. But I made a lot of gains this week, too. I gained a lot of new people, and they don't understand, okay? I don't want them as listeners if they're not going to support me, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want them. If you can't support me, go fuck yourself. So, you know, they can't help me. People that don't support me can't help me. And I'm just angry and I just go off on the motherfuckers. But, anyways, I don't think we delayed this topic enough. I don't think we put it off enough. Oh. We're almost coming upon the break. So let's get this in.
Okay.
This hate email is about this. It's about this postal stamp that the post office made or is about to make or something. It's about a Muslim holiday called. I'm not sure the pronunciation is a little ambiguous. I think it's pronounced Eid. It's spelled E I D. Okay.
Eid.
Oh, you know about it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a big holiday.
Oh, really? Do you have Muslims in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Really? Where do you live, St. Paul or Minneapolis? Yeah. I get that confused.
Yeah, there's lots of Muslims in Minneapolis.
Oh, but anyway, the post office is coming out with this, you know, it's like the post office comes out with these little Christmas stamps, Santa stamps, menorah stamps. They're just coming out with like a Muslim equivalent, okay? And someone who's on this mailing list, that Mama's on is having a fucking shit fit over it. And I'm gonna read you some of this. This stamp, they talk about the, Eid stamp, right? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yep.
Okay. It says, this stamp was released last year, but the following still holds true. This one is impossible to believe. Scroll down for the text. It's blah, 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 blah. Okay. And now, they showed like a picture of the Eid stamp. Okay. And they can't believe it. And they say, remember the Muslim bombing of Pan Am, Flight 103, and the person capitalizes remember and Muslim throughout everything. Remember the Muslim bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. Remember the Muslim bombing of the Marine barracks in Lebanon. They go on and on and on for like three pages about remembering each fucking Muslim bombing. Okay? And then they go on to say, now the United States Postal Service remembers and honors the Eid Muslim holiday season with a commemorative first class holiday postage stamp. Remember to adamantly and vocally boycott this stamp. And then they go on, blah, 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 blah. To use a stamp would be a slap in the face to all those Americans who died at the hands of those whom this stamp honors. Okay, and then they say at the very bottom, remember to pass this along to every patriotic American, and that's also capitalized, you know. Well, you know, I'm gonna, before I say anything about this fucking, this prejudicial, anti-Muslim, I'm gonna venture to say this is also racist. Okay. But I'm gonna talk just a little bit before I go on a letter. I wanna just talk to you about, patriotism, what it really is. Okay. A patriotic American is someone that takes the flag, okay, and uses it to wipe their ass with it. Okay. That's what patriotism is. It's pure crap. It's pure exploitation.
Explain. I mean, I understand, but how do you see it as a...
Patriots, okay, when... Patriots always use that word when they're trying to fuck someone. Okay? They're not patriots. okay? They're bullshitters, okay? Right now, these people are trying to fuck over a minority, and they're trying to blame the minority for actions. They're trying to blame an entire group of people, Muslims, okay, for the actions of a few individuals. Okay, that's like saying we should boycott Santa stamps because, well, Christians was responsible for the Holocaust. Okay, they were responsible for the pogroms. Okay, in Russia, I mean, they were responsible for countless atrocities. But that's like saying we'll say all Christians are bad because of these, you know, the evils of individuals in the group. Okay, but you know, going back to patriotism, you know, it's always these pricks that are waving their flag, okay, that seem to, you know, they think that they can do whatever the fuck they please, and that's how they get away with being assholes, okay? I mean, you ever notice how the people, you know, park in, like, illegal parking spaces, making illegal U-turns, have big fucking American flags on their car? You know, somewhere. Have you ever noticed that? Go with me.
That's funny, actually.
But you have noticed that.
I haven't, but that's funny.
Well, keep a lookout, okay? These people think that they can do whatever they please because they got their American flag. So they can say whatever they please, and they can invade Iraq, okay? Kill countless thousands. It could be in the hundreds of thousands. We know John Hopkins University did an estimate. Okay? This is just an estimate based on mortality statistic. And they said there was 100,000 civilian casualties. You know, we are responsible for all those deaths. Not one single person, one of those persons died for any cause in Iraq whatsoever. They all died because of Bush's imperial aims. And Bush was able to motivate people to go in Iraq and commit these atrocities, commit and torture and you know, he was able to do that by encouraging people to get the stupid fucking flag pinned out and you know, like good little Nazis at Nuremberg. You know, you ever see like the you know, footage of Nuremberg rally?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there's fucking swastika flags all over the place. It's, you know, that's just what Hitler did. Okay? Patriots don't give a flying fuck about their country. They care about their own agenda. That's why I say that the flag to them represents exploitation. Okay, then, so that's why I'm saying that they wipe their ass with it. They don't really, they disrespect the flag and they, you know, they exploit it. Well, okay. Oh, we gotta do some. Alright. Jenny, words about this letter?
I mean, I think I had no idea that Mom was sending this out, and I'll talk.
Well, she's not.
But she's forwarding it out without doing anything. She's just blindly forwarding it.
No, I think she read it, and this was sent.
I mean,
she's on a news list with Jews. These are Jews that are sending this. Okay, this is some kind of Jewish, probably. Well, I know a lot. You know, this is part of a newsletter. This is a circle of friends that are sending this fucking propaganda.
Okay, no, this would be a longer conversation than I want to get into now. Yes, it looks like some people on the mailing list are Jewish. I think that the American Jews in this country have been absolutely manipulated, and that Jews and Palestinians and Jews and Arabs and Jews and Muslims have had no inherent conflict with each other historically. and I think they've been recently...
It's recent.
Recent, over the past 50 to 100 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Set up against each other by Britain and the United States. So I don't want to... I mean, yes, the American Jewish community needs to take a huge stand and take responsibility for what's going on in Israel and think to it that the oppression of Palestinians end and that there's a two-state solution and that the Palestinians can have an economically viable state. But it also is naive for us to, if we don't understand how the U.S. and Britain have manipulated the United, have manipulated the Jews into playing the current role that they play in Israel.
No, that's a good point. Good point. In a way, you know, Israel is sort of being exploited by the United States.
Oh,
because
yeah, totally, by the United States government.
It's used to, you know, to extend their control in the region. You know, it's our only, like, solid ally in the region. You could argue, like, Saudi Arabia is an ally, but they're not. They're sort of like a, not a real ally, you know. We're gonna go on to a little Bible reading. It's not long, and there's actually, I'm not just reading the Bible. And the reason why I read from Exodus, okay, is because I think that Exodus really relates to the modern, to what's happening now. George Bush is really, he's Pharaoh. I'm not just saying this. They're so similar. It's like George Bush, okay, thinks just like Pharaoh. He can do whatever the fuck he pleases, okay, and not suffer any consequences, okay? And they're the same. But anyway, I'm not talking about Pharaoh today. I'm talking about the golden calf. This is from Exodus. This is like a pinprick, folks. Just a few verses. We'll go to break. We'll be right back. To come right at you with some more powerful radio. Radio that will blow your mind.
Let's do it.
Or maybe like keep, you know, while you're like drinking, slugging back those beers, it'll keep you awake or maybe it'll put you to sleep. Anyways, this is Exodus 32. Okay, here we go. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us gods that shall go before us, for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And Aaron said to them, let me just give you a little background. Moses went up the mountain, up Sinai, to, you know, talk to God and receive the law and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Aaron said to them, "Break off the golden earring, which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." Alright? Now, the reason why I chose that is because, you know, it's like God had led the Jews out of Egypt. Out of slavery, they just let him out of bondage. He got him away from Pharaoh, okay? There's a word for him that's escaping me. And you know what the Jews do? Okay? They just forget about, you know, their past sufferings and they piss on God. So, and it's just sort of like the Jews that send this anti-Muslim letter. They're like, well, we're forgetting about, you know, the Nazis and the Tsar.
That's how oppression works. It divides people and makes them confused, and rather than getting mad at the people with the power, it takes people and it dicks them over and it makes them blame each other. So...
No, I don't believe that. I think that the people who sent this letter and the people who made the golden cow in the Bible, they consciously knew what they were doing, and they're saying, you know, we're gonna forget, and we're gonna just, piss on, you know, we're just going to think like the man, and we're going to piss on our brothers.
Well, I agree that they are brothers.
Technically, they're cousins, because, they're... we're not going to go too into the to the criticism today, to the biblical thing, but you know, I do the Bible. I'm appealing to my constituency, but I wanted to do the Bible from day one because this is really a spiritual show. It's not really a political show. It's first and foremost a spiritual show. Anyways, this is live from Mount Sinai, okay? You know, but I was afraid I was going to scare away, you know, the intellectual liberals, you know, who don't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, what should I give a shit? Again, I'm going to go into a song, and I'll play a song, I'll give it a number. I don't really even feel like talking to anyone today.
You know?
I got my sister on, so might as well exploit it. Alright, I'll give you a number. 415-738-0689. 415-738-0689. Okay. The website again is talkwarrior.com. Okay. And I'm just going to cue up this song. Do you ever listen to, the what do you call it? Forget it. I'm gonna do a John Truby.
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Cue it up, and here we go.
Now.
Where you were laughing at the party with a crowd of broken
All right. This is Moisha, and we are back.
Woo!
That is Dr. Leakey.
Woo!
He's screaming like a banshee.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, I have to credit the song that was Now I Step Over the World. Oh, excuse me, Now I Step Over Your World by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. You know, I was wondering if there's anyone that you know that could, like, get me, like, a syndication deal, you know, because I was thinking, like, originally when I started doing the show, I thought maybe someone from like, a Radio Power or Open Air or Pacifica that would be interested. But I think that for some reason liberals hate me. I don't know. I'm a socialist, so I don't know why I'm so, like, offensive to them. You know, I'm like, you can't go much farther left than I am. But I don't know why I'm appealing. But I'm appealing to middle America. But anyway, but I was thinking, you know, maybe I'm wasting my time trying to, like, appeal to, like, lefties. Maybe I should be going after, you know, the Jesus Landers. When I mean the Jesus Lander, I mean someone from Jesus Land, someone from the red states. That should be my market. I should go for, like, I was thinking about, like, next year, I redeck, you know, make the website more professional and try to get, you know, write letters and try to get, like, stations, real stations to syndicate the show. Like, and even stations that are doing right-wing wackos, okay? But is there anyone you know, left or right, that could possibly get me syndicated?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Is anyone else know? No, I'm talking to my girlfriend over there.
I'm figuring out how to get you in front of Al Franken.
Well, do you have any special ties with Al Franken?
He's from St. Louis Park. He's like, right up.
Hold on, I have to blow my nose. Hold on. Keep talking.
He's from the hood of Minneapolis.
Well, you know, I believe in Al. I mean, I like Al Franken. He's a funny guy.
I've never heard his show.
Oh, he's like, it's funny. I just heard, like, just a little, like the very end, and it's like one caller, he calls in, and it's like, I love you, man. I love you. And Al Franken, he's like, I love you. And the fan, and the guy is like, you know, the caller is like, I love you. And Frank is like, I love you. And they're serious. And it's like, if someone said, you know, called up and said they love me, I'd say, you know, if, you know, don't say it unless you mean it. I don't know. I don't know. He's sort of, I like Al Franken. Don't get me wrong.
Hey.
But these people are like, they're like so like, you know, they don't have the hard edge. You know what I'm saying? They're not like crass. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think, it's like, you know, they would like me. But anyway, is there any way you could, after I've just, like, dissed Al Franken, is there any way that you can...
I don't know. I'll ask Ezra.
Who's Ezra?
The boyfriend.
Oh, Milo Tesco boy?
Dude!
I'm not allowed to say that in the air. I'm not?
No.
Okay. Shit. Okay. Do you want me to cut that out? You know, no one will know. They don't even know who you are. You're Dr. Leakey. They think you're like, you work in a medical practice somewhere.
Yep.
Alright. It'll be okay. The listeners, they'll be like, they'll be forever wondering, what do you mean by that? Anyways, I want to talk about, I read an article. This also came from Mom. Now, maybe I shouldn't have, you know, after she sent me the hate mail, it's like, don't ever send me any more. Get me off your list. I don't want any more of the hate, man. And I was like, you know, take me off. But she sent me this thing that was actually, you know, important. And this is from this article from unionvoice.org. Unionvoice.org. Let me have some water. I'll read you part of it. Congress is giving last-minute consideration to legislation that would increase the number of high-tech and professional foreign workers who can work in the United States, even though U.S. workers in the occupations most affected already suffer high unemployment rates. The legislation is part of an agenda by the Bush administration and congressional allies to enable businesses to hire foreign workers they can pay less than U.S. workers under the H-1B visa program. All right. Now, I just want to explain this in, like, the real terms. I want to just explain what's going on, okay, without all the lingo. All right. This is not about protectionism, okay? This has nothing to do with, protecting jobs or not protect. This is what this is about. This is about, what they do, and this started with Clinton, okay? This was a bipartisan bill. I don't even know if it passed or not, but, both Democrats and Republicans got together and said, let's make it easy for high-tech workers, skilled workers, from other countries to attain visas and stay in the country. Okay? It has nothing to do with, they claim, well, this is, it'll help. There's a lack of jobs, not enough high-tech jobs, but this is what it's really about. This is about watering down, this is about, fucking the worker and padding the pockets of big corporations who sponsor. I don't know who's sponsoring this legislation. The past legislation was sponsored by the largest software corporations. Okay, and if you bring in more of a supply, you're able to lessen the demand. Okay, I might not be saying this right, but what you do is you saturate. If you have, there's more workers, you saturate the market. Okay, so that employers, there's less market pressures on them. They could pay less. This is just an attempt to fuck regular people. Okay? And in this case, this is something I know about because I'm a computer programmer. Okay? And this is just an attempt to fuck me and pay me less. And there's nothing more to say about this. That's what it's about. And it's like, you assholes, okay, you Jesus lander assholes, voted, okay, for Republicans to fuck you. You're just saying, I'm an idiot, please fuck me. Okay? But that's why I call you assholes. You don't want to call me assholes, don't vote for leaders like this that are gonna fuck you. And I don't believe, this is not ignorance, okay? You're not ignorant, okay? You're just assholes. I think the better word is moron. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything to add to this? I don't know. I think I'm getting too preachy today.
It's okay to be preachy.
No. What do you want? No. Do you have anything to say?
No. I'm good.
Excuse me. All right. We'll go on the last topic. We're going to talk about Wellstone. And Paul Wellstone was Dr. Leakey's senator. Wellstone died in a plane crash right before the, what was it, the 2002 election, right?
Yep.
I was reading this this article from Alternet.
Yep.
altrnet.org. And it's written by Michael I. Nyman. It's dated October 28, 2002, and it says, the title, Was Paul Wellstone Murdered? And at the end of the, I'll just read you the very ending. I disagree with this.
What, that he was murdered?
No, not that he was murdered, but I disagree with this guy's analysis. But I'll read you the, his final analysis. Says, there's no indication today that Wellstone's death was a result of foul play. What we do know, however, is that Wellstone emerges as the most visible obstacle standing in the way of a draconian political agenda by an unelected government, and now he is conveniently gone. For our government to maintain its credibility at this time, we need an open and accountable independent investigation involving international participation to the death of Paul Wellstone. Hopefully we will find out, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that this was indeed an untimely accident. For the sake of our country, we need to know this. Well, I don't, you know, this was written in 2002. I'm going to ask you about what you know about Wellstone, but I just want to say, not talking about how he died, but I didn't want to talk about the meaning of his death. I remember, I think, like, the 2002 election, it was, I think in some ways it was even more depressing than the 2004 election. I remember Wellstone, he was like the last liberal in the Senate. I mean, yes, Ted Kennedy is also a liberal, but Ted Kennedy, and I like Ted Kennedy, don't get me wrong, Ted Kennedy is, you know, he's a team player. He tries to compromise, he tries to get along, and he actually gets things done. But he wasn't like Wellstone. Wellstone was like, fuck you. I'm gonna put forth my agenda. You know, it's like, you know, he wouldn't vote for the war, and I you know, it's like, there's a lot of things he just stood his ground on. He was like the only guy in the Senate on many votes that was like the dissenting vote. I don't know if I'm using the right word, but, you know, Paul Wellstone, he had like a political, you know, he was like, he didn't bend, he didn't budge, he didn't compromise. He was like, I'm standing for what's right, and if you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, he was freaking awesome.
Yeah, and it's like, when he died, it was like, it was really sort of like symbolically, it was like the end of, you know, of the, you know, the New Deal, the promises of the New Deal, Democrats, and, you know, liberalism really died, I think, with Wellstone. It was really depressing. And then to add, you know, it was even worse that, you know, that, what's his name? It was the former vice president. What was his name?
Mondale?
Yeah, Mondale. And Mondale, he's like this elder statesman guy. You know, Mondale was, he's a smart guy, and he's like this poor elder statesman guy, you know? He's just this old guy. He actually didn't look too old. He looked good, but he was like this old elder statesman guy, and he was like, he was the man for the job, you know? And I really thought, well, Mondale can do it. Mondale could, like, pick up the slack, and, you know, he was sort of, I guess they were friends or something, you know, and he could, Mondale could continue Wellstone's legacy.
He didn't have the chutzpah.
I think Minnesotans are evil, and
what are you talking about? Minnesotans are evil. They've elected a super liberal senator, Paul Wellstone. What makes them evil?
Well, they elected the right winger that, Wellstone.
It's a percentage of people. I mean, people were devastated from his death. The Norm Coleman, the current senator, was incredibly gracious as a result, and I think people really appreciated his graciousness.
He was a pick from, he was a Cheney pick. He was a personal, he's a Cheney boy. He was a personally selected by Cheney. I actually don't know enough about him. But, just the fact that, you know, anyone who is Republican or votes Republican, and I'm sorry, is, in my eyes, is evil.
Okay, how are we going to reach 51% of the country who voted for him? You know what I mean? I mean, those are the people that we want to have a different opinion.
Voted for who?
Voted for Bush, and we're going to sit around and call all of them evil, stupid heads.
Well, you know something? You know, our adversaries don't blame me. What I'm doing, at least I'm doing something different. Okay? The liberals, they keep harping the same, they keep doing the same thing. They keep, going, you know, what they do is they keep moving, right. Okay? You know, they wanted to defeat Bush. Okay? You know, so what they do, they want to, they try to act, they want to, they get a candidate that they think is going to be, you know, perceived as more Republican than Bush. They keep trying to out Republican, the Republicans. So who do they pick? They pick Kerry. They pick, you know, the war guy, you know, the guy that says, he's at the, at the nominating convention, and he's saying, I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty, you know, and it's like they kept, going down that military angle, and they wanted a guy that was tougher than Bush, that was gonna out, you know, he's gonna take out more Iraqis than Bush ever took out. Okay? You know, I can read you some quotes from Kerry. He would use language like this. I think this might even be a quote, a close to a quote. Okay? I will hunt down and kill, any terrorist. This is not a quote, but he used those words, hunting down and killing terrorists. Even Bush didn't talk like that. They shouldn't be hunted down and killed like animals. They should be brought to justice. They should be arrested and put on trial. But anyways, they keep, the liberals, they keep appealing to people's intellect. But people don't think with their minds. Okay? You appeal to people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, well, calling my listeners assholes is not helping anything. But you know something? What we're doing isn't working. You know, I'm not to blame. I'm exempt from blame. You know, maybe I'm not doing anything at all that should change people's minds. But I'm certainly not going down the same road of failure.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have dead air, so keep...
Okay. No, I mean, Paul Wilson was, like, incredibly passionate. Like, I went to hear him speak about a month before he died, and he was just, he was in a union hall, it was a rally, and he was...
How long ago was this before he died?
I don't know, like a month or 6 weeks before he died, and he was just, he was personal... He was passionate.
How old was he?
I don't know, maybe 50-ish.
Now, was he he just had one term, right? Before, this was...
No, it was his third term. In fact, he said he was only going to run for two terms, and people thought it was a little off of him to run for two terms after he said he was running.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I mean, he didn't sound like a politician. He sounded like a human being.
Do you believe that he was killed? Is there any evidence? I don't know. Do you know of any evidence that he might have been killed?
I have not heard the rhetoric about...
What do you say it's rhetoric?
You know, if anything bad happened, etc., was his plane taken down? I haven't heard any of that.
So, it seems like really it was an accident.
I haven't even explored the possibility of it not being.
But have people actually been saying...
No.
No. Okay. But here's another thing, you know, I just want to say about those 51% of the people who are voting Republican. It's really, it's not clear to me because of electronic voting machines.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That it actually was 51%.
Yeah, I agree.
And the thing is, because we use these electronic voting machines and they leave no paper trail whatsoever, and you're not going to find any, it's going to be very difficult if it might not even be possible to find any evidence of tampering. So, the thing is, if you want to ask me personally, do I believe that the Democrats will ever gain office again power in the Congress, or in the presidency? I think, no, I don't think so. Because, I feel like the system, I don't have any evidence. I really don't have any hard evidence. But I feel like the system, the way it's set up, I can be screwed, and I feel like I probably am being screwed, but I don't really know. But I know that I don't feel that my leaders are legitimate. If the Republicans aren't guilty, okay, of complicity, okay, they aren't in hacking the vote, then why are they so dead against legislation that would require electronic voting machines to eject, a paper trail. To have, give out receipts. Not for people to take home with them, but just make a record of the transaction. So, I think there's sort of, it's sort of like, to me, it's sort of like an implicit admission of guilt. It's implicit admission of complicity. I don't know, that's just the way I think, but I don't think, I think we're screwed.
I've wondered the same thing.
And I wish, liberals would stop bitching and moaning about the hack. They look at statistics, and they say, based on this correlational data, it suggests that we're being screwed. But don't, I wish they would stop bitching and moaning about that and really get to the heart of the problem, that electronic voting machines are evil. They don't, they're just bad. They're just bad. Well, we're almost at an hour.
Whoa.
So, is there anything, boy, I haven't really done an hour show in a while, but anyways, anything else you want to talk about?
I just want the whole world to know how much I love my brother, and feel very lucky to have you as my brother. That's about it.
Cool, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Wicky.
And thanks for having me on your show.
You, shit, I should thank you.
No. Thank you.
No, I wouldn't thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Let me, I gotta just say the credits. Here they are. We gotta do the credits and we'll do the ending song. And that's it. Okay, here we go. I'd like to thank John Truby for allowing us to play his great song. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I got a cough. You should pick up the slack. Say something about coughing and drinking water.
Hey, brother.
Mm.
Don't die in front of me on the show, okay? I'm not into that.
Okay, I'd like to thank my sister, Dr. Leakey, for coming on, and she's welcome to come on anytime she wants. I would also like to thank Ed Guevara for donating the proceeds of his writing to support this show. Please check out his stuff at talkwarrior.com, and please donate a dollar. All I ask is that people donate a dollar per year. But, you know, an even better thing they can do is put a fucking link on the website. Tell their friends, okay? People that aren't Live 365 listeners, they don't have to, you know, if they're not listening live, they can go to the website, talkwarrior.com, and listen to the show without the commercial advertisements and all the fucking, you know, bullshit that I have to put up, that everyone has to put up with those scumbags at Live 365. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me energy and courage to fight evil. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network, and it may not be reproduced or retransmitted without the express written consent of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. And if you dare fuck with it, I'll take my foot and I'll step on your throat. No, I'm just kidding. I'll get Bob, that's my stepfather, and I'll just get him to, like, he's like a lawyer, and I'll get him to, like, send you a threatening letter. So, you know, don't worry about your throat being stepped on. Alright? I'm just kidding. Now I have to take, you know, let me go on. If you would like to syndicate this show on your website for free, you know something? Oh, hold on. Please fill... I'm having so much trouble with these credits today. If you would like... I don't know, man. If you would like to syndicate this show on your website for free, please go to talkwarrior.com and send us an email. I just want to, you know, so Dr. Leakey knows, if you want to just take this show, and it's so easy. You don't need Live 365. You don't need special equipment. I'll show you how. I'll send you the file. You can just download the file. It's an MP3, and you can just stream it on your own website for free for like a week or as long as you want. It's so easy for people to syndicate the show. Right? I'll tell them how. I'll see you again next week at Sunday, 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. Okay, that's it.
Nice.
All right. Thanks a lot. See, I fucked up at the very end. Thanks a lot, Dr. Wiggy. Don't worry, no one's listening now. I'll cut that out.
That was fun.
Okay.
I told you I'm shy.
All right. So we will see you again next week, folks. Goodbye. Thanks a lot, Dr. Leakey.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.